On this week's Nonsensible Podcast.
Pissed off. Dave's always pissed off.
People were still, when I got here, people were still smoking at cafes. People were still smoking at Tsuruchi. I mean, at bars.
At restaurants.
At restaurants and bars.
As also being a girl, you know, please people just with your looks, wear what they want you to wear.
This is Nonsensible.
This is
Nonsensical.
Sensible. Okay.
Keep that one and we'll go again.
Tentacles.
Tentacles. This is
Nonsensible. With Dave.
And Sam.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast. The name's always made sense with our podcast because we have no direction.
Well, somewhat. No, we do have direction. Diane gives us plenty of direction, but we just kind of destroy it.
Yeah.
She sets up an outline that we just rip up and throw out the window.
We take wrong lefts, right. Everywhere.
She's like, turn left here, and we're like, go straight ahead. That's what you said.
The name fits perfectly for you guys.
It does fit perfectly. And then, as you notice, it is the lovely voice of Angelina, who you did meet last week. She's joining us again today.
Hi guys, glad to be back.
You didn't speak like that last time.
Just so what happened to your voice?
I was going to say you didn't speak like that last time.
I decided to try something new, you know?
Hey, Angela, take this a little bit seriously, why don't you, okay?
What do you mean?
we're trying to do a podcast here. You're messing everything up.
I've always wanted to try a podcast. I've never done it before. And I heard I'll be good at ASMR. So I was trying to be a little
ASMR.
ASMR.
So what voice is this?
Is that your ASMR voice?
Whispering?
It's whispering.
Okay.
Don't you have to eat something when you do ASMR?
Yeah, you have to also kind of you have to involve sort of the body fluids, the sounds, like the…
You sound like a professional. Like
yeah. You've tried it before? It's like the licking and the smack.
The licking and the spit, that kind of…
That's not the type of ASMR I wanted to be doing.
That actually sounds quite gross.
Yeah, but ASMR sounds gross. I'm sorry.
I've seen some weird ASMR. Yeah.
Like
licking your ear. Ew. ASMR. Like… It's on YouTube. Look it up. I promise. There's like weird like… Sexual ASMR channels out there.
It's like fetish.
Fetish ASMRs. Like licking your ear or like…
Oh, by the way, unpopular opinions. The thing we talked about last week. Some people who… Like I like ASMR but I don't. But it's one of those unpopular opinions, right? Because
like ASMR.
I think that there's a huge following of ASMR.
I like the… Have you had the chiropractic ones where they're like…
That is, of course, Bruno, who was with us last week, speaking on the microphone.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Bruno.
Hi, this is Bruno.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be back.
Oh. Speaking of creepy porn videos, have you ever seen Dr. Pimple Popper?
I watch her all the time. She's Korean. Ugh. She's Korean. Yes. Background.
Oh, you do watch it?
Of course.
Oh, you do.
Disgusting. I love Dr. Pimple Popper.
Sounds amazing. I don't want to watch
this. Fucking disgusting. Oh my God.
Popping cysts.
Oh my God. She's amazing.
It's channels where they pop pimples. It's disgusting.
She actually has a TV show on… I think it's the TLC channel or something in America.
Yeah.
She's a legitimate doctor. I guess she's like a
Christine
skin
Lee
specialist.
Christine Lee. Dr. Yeah. Christine Lee.
She's Korean-American. And she has this channel where it's just like going to the skin doctor and she'll like open up a cyst and squeeze it out. And then
it's amazing.
Make sure that she clears out all the infection and then she'll sew it up again.
Do you find that… Would you want to watch that?
And they have like… She has like a face guard. Sometimes it pops out. Gets
on her clothes.
Amazing. Oh. And then I moved from there to earwax removal.
Yes.
There are doctors that do
earwax removal. And they're like…
No.
They have like a camera down the ear and you can see it all.
And they scoop out stuff that's not supposed to be in there.
Oh,
it's gigantic. Scoop out there, it's like literally, how did this guy live with this for so many years?
Yuck. Dave is not enjoying
it. There's a baby in the ear.
Disgusting. Like, the ear hole has actually been covered up and they've had to like actually… It's almost like using a shovel to dig it out.
Oh my God. Have you seen the one with worms in the ear?
No,
that's just like parasites in the ear. That's just
Why do you guys like shit like this? What is it? I'm trying to understand. What is it?
German.
It's kind
what, of. What does you being German have to do with anything? No,
I mean, I'm very neutral. I'm very neutral.
It's kind of. It's almost like a release, it? Like it's, a stress release.
It's just sort of like,
yes,
it's kind like of relaxing.
It's like a train wreck you can't stop watching.
Yeah, it's like a car crash. Really? You can't. Like, you want to look away, but you can't. But the other thing is, it's like when you see, it's like an explosion, but it's an explosion of pus.
Right, and it's sort of like a. Something in my head. Oh, there's some dopamine or like some sort of hormone release in my brain at that moment that makes me. Do you know that weird feeling, that tingling feeling?
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of like, oh, that's so refreshing. Oh, she got that out of him. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, I know.
It's like the size curious? Of my fist.
It's like, I can watch it. Like nothing shocks me pretty much. Like I can watch it, and I'm really neutral, but I don't really enjoy it. But I can still watch it. But I can still watch it because I'm curious.
I'd like to point out that this is not an unpopular opinion, because Dr. Pimple Popper has 6.4 million subscribers. So it's not an unpopular opinion.
Fucking popping pimples, Jesus Christ almighty.
She's a doctor. She's a legitimate doctor. It's not just a random person going around saying, let me squeeze your pimples.
No. And she's very, but she enjoys it a lot too. I mean, she found her true passion in life. That's for sure.
That's beautiful.
She found her true passion.
Inspiring.
And then at the end of the year, she'll have like a pimple pop compilation. She'll have like the top 10 pops of the year.
And you know, the surprising thing is, so if you ever have a big pimple, the most important thing she does is there's like a sac attached to the inside of the pimple.
You have to remove the sac.
You have to remove the sac, otherwise the pimple regrows.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
So there's always a moment where she goes in with the scissors and just cuts off the pimple sac.
How big?
Some of them are as big as golf balls.
Yeah.
Like some people have had these their cysts that have been growing for 10, 20 years.
I've had a cyst before.
Kind of, and they're like connected to the tissue and stuff.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Oh my God, I'm like…
It's like dried custard.
Yeah,
egg
yeah.
custard. Egg custard.
I love custard, but I want to be associating custard.
You had it removed?
It was removed. Like I had, if this area of my skin isn't as nice as this area of the skin, because
it does look like there's a kind of scarring there.
Yeah, there's a little scar in here because there was a fucking cyst in here, and they had to like go in and remove the friggin' sac.
How do you get it? It's like hormones, kind of.
They had to cut it off.
It's skin cells.
It's just bad luck.
Yeah.
No, not everyone's blessed like you, Angelina.
Yeah, not everyone has perfect skin.
I mean, I try to like keep my diet healthy and eat less.
You have really nice skin.
There's not much you can do about it. It's just luck. Pure luck.
It's also
I had shitty skin.
Tender age of 23.
No, I had shitty skin when I was like 16. Yeah.
Nothing, no scars left, right?
There's plenty of scars left right here. Look.
I guess it is like a lottery. You never know, you know.
Yeah, some
people. What do you mean 23? 23-year-olds still get acne.
Yeah.
Plenty of acne. I still get acne.
Hormone.
Oh, okay. No, I was looking at that. At my age, you forget the acne because it's been such a long time. For me, it's more like the wrinkle factor. You know what I mean? Like, for me, it's sort of like
acne's your last.
I'm like, I wish I had some acne. That means like there's some moisture in the skin.
So you would trade acne. You would trade wrinkles for acne.
I would trade wrinkles for acne.
You prefer acne over wrinkles.
I wouldn't say. I mean, be bad acne, like really bad acne, must be really horrible to endure.
Mm. Yeah,
it's just at my age, it's been a while since I've been.
But also, at your age, you're not going to be playing a role of a 20-year-old.
Yeah, what's so bad about wrinkles?
He looks really young for his age, though. You look really good. You look super young.
Thank you.
Mm.
It's his piercing blue eyes.
You have nice eyes. You do have some sexy eyes, dude.
They're like sapphires.
I love your eyes.
I can't look at your eyes.
Now you feel like I felt the previous time. You were
hurt.
Yeah, give
me
that time.
Both of you guys are making me really excited.
That's very interesting to know now.
I love both of your eyes. Sammy has nice… God, I have such basic eyes. I just have brown eyes.
He's got brown eyes.
Brown eyes are very popular in Germany because most of them are blue.
Oh, really? No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Like if you go to Sweden, for example, Italian guys are the hottest thing ever.
So, dude, would I be hot?
Yeah. You'd go to Sweden, you'd be like, oh my God, like sexy brown eyes.
Okay, so what… you've got blue eyes but dark hair, which is what I've got. So where do you have to go to get the love in that situation?
Korea.
Korea. I said Korea.
Korea, I whispered.
Korea. No, Angelina, anywhere you go, you'll get love. That's for sure.
So you're saying blue eyes work. Brown eyes… A lot of people have brown eyes in Germany.
If you go to northern countries, they like more the… Oh, that hot
blonde
Latino
hair,
sort of like…
I'm Latino.
Yeah. You're Latino? What?
Yeah, really? I'm a Cuban and Peruvian, yeah. Oh.
So you were like the hottest thing up there in the northern countries. Iceland.
I gotta go to Sweden.
Did you do like a DNA test?
Us, we're like stuck in the middle.
No,
Americans really like dark hair and blue eyes. Americans do.
What?
Dark hair and blue eyes is kind of it's an unusual mix. It's usually blonde and blue.
We have a lot of people like that in Russia with brown and like dark.
So what's popular in America?
Dark hair, blue eyes.
I don't know.
Really?
I think it's more just blue eyes in general is really popular in America. And what were you saying?
That it's also quite popular in Russia.
What, dark hair and blue eyes?
Oh, okay, so
there's no conclusion to that.
Because normally, if you have dark hair, you should traditionally, genetically, the percentage is much higher for brown eyes.
True, true.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Well,
I guess. I'm not a genetic doctor, but sounds
I read
about
an
right.
article and somebody told me.
Wikipedia.
So guys, have you ever, by the way, we spoke about Joe Rogan before for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys followed any of that Starship stuff that he's doing with SpaceX? That's not Joe Rogan, but that's Elon Musk who was on Joe Rogan's show. And he's talking about, like, you know this company SpaceX, they're actually launching the first people to the space station right now?
Yes, I haven't been following it, but I know you're a big fanboy of it.
Oh, dude.
Because like I caught you in the back of the bus and you're watching the launch of SpaceX for like an hour.
Yeah.
That's already weird.
Oh, no, my God. He's watching, we're going somewhere in the back of a bus and he's watching this SpaceX launch and I'm like, what are you doing? Because I was looking at it for about 5 minutes and barely nothing moved.
No, because it was like waiting for the start, right? Like the countdown takes like an hour usually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool because the rockets land again. They're landing on their fucking feet. Elon Musk made that happen. So cool. And am I alone?
No. It's great.
And now he's building a fucking rock, like a spaceship that's going to Mars.
I'm sure it's cool. I'm not a big space guy.
Really?
I'd love to get on a, if the option to fly to space was there.
Right.
I'd buy a ticket. But it's not. I'm not fascinated by planets and whatnot.
No, but he's making like all these like prototypes, and he tests them every other week. But he's
also
explode.
But he's also a little bit weird.
Mm. He's super weird. But I mean, hey,
he went on the Joe Rogan show and smoked marijuana.
But who cares?
No, but he has one of the highest security clearances in the world based on what he works on. So having done that. Just kind of destroyed his security clearances.
I thought it was kind of down earth that he did that. I thought it was personable.
It's kind of like what you do for a profession. And I think it kind of, at that stage, the shares in his company went down
exponentially. He had to step down the next day as the chairman of Tesla.
And he says some weird things on Twitter as well.
Yeah, he does say some weird shit on Twitter, but I kind of like that about it.
He's like a visionary. Tesla thought, like, you know, Tesla, the actual Tesla dude that invented electricity. I mean, he was thinking that he was talking to an alien. I mean, aliens were giving him, they're giving him inputs.
So my opinion is he needs to step away from Tesla, the company. He needs to kind of almost do what Steve Jobs did.
Okay.
And just kind of step away from it and say the company, someone else is running the company. I'm just going to be me for being me. I think people will probably take him a little bit more seriously then. Because if he starts making these weird opinions, it takes a company down with him.
Right. But he's got huge contracts now with SpaceX. Like they're going to send the first astronaut from American soil to the space station in May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Huge contract. And then NASA awarded him another contract for the next like moon rocket. Sorry, I'm completely lost.
No, it's
you guys,
fine.
Right?
You're a spokesperson for SpaceX, are you?
No, I'm a big fanboy.
I can tell.
Would you go to space, Angelina? If you could.
It's a very…
She's just come back from space.
I just came back from space.
Would you?
I go to space every night. No, I think I would, but at the same time…
Isn't it dangerous? Like, that's not been tested enough. Like, I don't want to die in space.
Yeah, but it's like getting on a boat and traveling. It's when, you know, explorers discover the world.
It's like 13 again.
But that's kind of cool.
I feel like it's in our human nature that we want to, like, because we're so curious. We're like, we want to go there. We want to learn more. We want to, like, explore and, you know, like, conquer space. But then…
That's some scary shit. I'm good here.
I'm really good on Earth. I love Earth.
I
just want to take care
on the ground.
I would rather take, you know, care of the planet that we're living currently at, you know.
Have you been underwater? Have you been scuba diving before?
Hell no, fuck that. I would never.
Really?
Yeah.
Scuba. I love scuba diving.
I'm not an adventurous person.
Scuba diving is amazing. Like, that whole world underwater is like, just, it's like another planet.
Yeah. Dude,
so once you've tried that, I can definitely see what the attraction to going to space would be. You know, it's like going to another country. See, okay, Dave doesn't like to fly.
Yeah, I don't like to fly.
He's kind of like…
Anything that has potential danger, right. I stay away from. Just because I'm also terrified of death.
But then cars…
Says the man with skulls tattooed up and down his arm.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be edgy. Come on. It looks cool. But I'm a little bitch.
I'm the opposite. I'm not scared of death. I'm not scared of dying. Mm-hmm. Having a family now is—it's not death that I'm scared of. It's leaving them behind that I'm scared of.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, that's changing.
Completely different. A completely different feeling. So you have to you learn to be more responsible, and you're like, okay, I could possibly die by jumping off this cliff into this water. So maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Based on that fact alone. But death itself is not something I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I don't. If I die, I die. Mm-hmm. I can't change that.
So now you're thinking more about like your family and people around you, like as a responsibility. You just
have to, the
responsibility.
So you have to be more responsible and make more responsible choices. So
you become less selfish.
So jumping off a bridge just for the sake of jumping off a bridge into the water is not something you do anymore.
I don't want to leave my cats behind. So
I'm sure they don't want you to leave them behind either.
And my little puppy.
They would miss you.
Okay, let's jump into the jar.
Let's let Angelina pull one out this time.
No, I
almost worked. The
jar of terror.
The jar of terror.
Didn't turn out exactly.
And I want you to go first. I want you to answer the question first, Angelina. I feel like she's not getting enough airtime.
You don't get enough time. You don't get time to think about it straight away.
Straight away. Go for it.
Okay, first thing that pops into your head. Just one, please.
Tell us about the last thing that pissed you off.
Oh.
This is the hardest question ever because… I'm not usually the type that like gets pissed off really.
But something must have annoyed you, even if something small.
Let me think.
Like yesterday,
the last thing that piss you off
when
your boyfriend.
That's the. Are you trying to ask her if she has a boyfriend?
Yeah,
no,
it sounded totally like you're asking.
I mean,
the last thing that pissed you off.
Do you guys have something in your mind? Because I'm still thinking.
I get pissed off every 5 minutes.
We can tell.
You know
your
character. I was a very nice person before, like you. And I turned into a cynical, horrible, dark, disgusting. Well, I've been always disgusting, but
he's
I mean,
very cynical.
I am.
Yeah, you are. I can see that too.
Yeah, so I like that. That kind of shit.
Can I rephrase it? Something
that annoyed you, even
right? Something that I sort of ruined my mood, or kind of ruined, but made me.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, because I work in Korea in this entertainment, right? I mean, it can be a quite sensible topic, but it's something about the appearance, the looks that, you know, you kind of like when you're in a company and you have obligations and in terms of your image, like what you wear, how to appear, how you look. And sometimes I just want to like be myself. I just want to wear the clothes that I like and like represent myself in so many different ways, but I hear this really constantly, like you have to please people, like you need to wear something that people would like, way to like be more desirable, more popular, more like, you know, all that. But I'm just like, it's not something that I want to be doing. That's not my priorities. Like I just want to be as an artist, like just expressing myself and through the physical appearance and the looks, just what I want to say. It's just, it's really important for me. But sometimes it just pisses me off that you gotta like, as also being a girl, you know, please people just with your looks, wear what they want you to wear.
I can definitely understand where you're coming from. I think as a woman, it's probably a lot more, the expectations are probably a lot more higher in regard to that. Mm-hmm. But I also think, you know, there's obviously a time and a place for everything. You know, you don't go to the Oscars dressed in a tracksuit.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, there are expectations and that's something that is just general in life. You know, you go to a wedding, the expectation is you'll wear a suit. You know, a lot of people don't these days.
At weddings, really?
Yeah. I find that can be, at times, can be a little
really?
Disappointing.
I don't agree with that, actually. Because if it's, I mean, in terms of like, it's also kind of sounds like pleasing the society. Because, you know, it is a social event, wedding, right? You're getting married, but it's your wedding. So why don't, if you want to wear a suit, why don't
you? No, not that. I think
I'm talking about the guests.
Oh, the guests.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you go to a funeral. I see. You go to a funeral, you generally wear a black suit. Or the closest thing you have to that.
I mean, if you want to like survive in the society, I guess you have to play by the rules of those, you know. But yeah, it makes sense.
Can I jump in?
Of course.
I've known Angelina for a while. I'm actually pretty good friends with her. We've done a lot of content together. We've hung out plenty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're pretty good friends.
So you're friends.
Yeah, we're friends.
We're friends.
Friends, okay.
Believe it or not, a guy and a girl can be friends.
Yeah, platonical love and friendship.
It's hard to believe.
But when I first met Angelina is cursed with the fact that she's a complete nerd and geek and dork. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to like suck up, but you know,
really
she's tall, she looks like a model, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. just to a lot of people, you're very visually pleasing, to say the least.
You can tell from Sabrina.
But she's a complete dork. She watches anime and stuff. And that's something… When I first met Angelina, do you remember I used to kind of like… just Instagram model. Remember?
Yeah,
I used to give her shit for it just to mess with her. And it kind of upset her because once we got to know each other, I was like, oh, wait. Like, I would be like, oh, I love Naruto. She's like, oh, I've watched all of Naruto. She's a complete dork. I know. But I'm saying this
in the best way possible.
She's like… For me, like one of the dudes we can talk about anime, we can talk about video games and shit. And the thing about it is a lot of the reason she's big in Korea is because, you know, she's just a pretty foreign girl, you know? And Angelina is a lot more than that. After getting to know her, she's a lot more than that. And I think that sometimes there's a lot of standards that are put on you to be shut up and be the pretty foreigner girl on TV, you know? When Angelina, there's a lot more to her than that, you know? And I guess it's almost a blessing and curse at the same time. And I know where she's coming from. Because I've seen people… Because remember during my birthday party… Like three or four of my friends… They came to my
birthday party like… Yo bro, Angelina's going to be there, right? Dude, let me take a picture with her. I'm like, dude, it's my fucking birthday. If you want to ask for a picture, go ask for yourself. Like, dude, what the fuck? Like literally four of my friends… Actually literally said that to me. And I'm like, dude, go fucking…
Oh, but that, I don't mind, you know.
Yeah, you don't mind. Yeah, but I know why sometimes that can get annoying to you.
I mean, it's a lot like you get judged by, you know, like a cover. Yeah.
How are you when you get really, really upset with someone?
How old was I?
How are you?
Like, how
do you
handle?
What do you do? How do you handle being… Are you a screamer or are you getting super quiet, silent?
Yeah. I'm actually… It's something like that I'm working currently on in terms of… I'm not a screamer at all. Like for me, when I get mad, I'm very like a calm, like quiet type. Mm. I don't want to get like passive aggressive. That's something that I'm like working… Again, like I don't want to be that.
Which means you are, or
no? Well, I have been.
Oh, you've had
I think I would like suppress myself. Like I would never like explode immediately or start screaming, arguing with someone. I would rather just like keep calm. And if now what I'm learning as a lesson for myself is to talk through the problem. Like just like if I have something with someone, like a thing, like a beef or whatever. Yeah, misunderstanding. I would rather just talk with the person, like calmly, just like, let's talk about this. Like, why would you feel that way? And why did I feel that way? And sort of like solve the problem, the issue. But I'm never a screamer. I've never, like the only person I screamed at was probably my brother, my older brother. When it's like, you know, growing up with an older brother. Yeah. But yeah, I'm quite calm, like and quiet. Not a shouter, screamer. Hmm.
Sam, have you always been pretty direct? I admire you for being so direct and just like in your… And it's even like, I mean, like cultural differences, like speaking in Korea, I mean, like you're not normally people wouldn't be that direct, but you would say
that's true.
The way you…
Yeah, think. I think that's who I am. And I have, I guess, expectations that I want to live up to. And it's if there's something I don't agree with or I'm not comfortable with, I'll go up and say it.
And was then, it like that when you first came here?
That was my personality, but I think I tried to push it down a bit initially. But when you get to a certain period in life and you in terms of my career, I think I'm at a time and place right now where I can be a little bit more upfront with, you know, people in positions of power and say, I don't agree with your opinion.
Mm.
When I say to someone, I don't agree with it, it's then their responsibility to try and get me to understand their point of view.
Mm.
And I think it's the same with me. If someone says they don't agree with me, then I need to show, I need to outline my opinion a little bit better and say why, this is why I think like that. And if I can get them to understand my point of view, chances are we can kind of find a happy medium.
Mm.
But if I just get upset about it and don't say anything, you just have to put up with bullshit and just do what you've been told. But if you get there and scream about it, it's not solving the problem either. So it's about saying, look, I don't agree with it. Let's, you know, this is my opinion. This is what I think. Then I can hear the other person's opinion and then we can kind of say, okay, let's work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it may not work out and I'll ask, you know, I'll do what they've asked me to do. But then when it doesn't work, I'll turn around and say, okay, well, that didn't work. Let's try my way now.
Mm. So what's the last time you, what was the last thing that made you angry or annoyed?
The last thing that kind of pissed me off, and I'll admit that this pisses me off more often than not because it happens too often in my opinion. I drive quite a bit here in Seoul.
Mm, yikes. Driving sucks.
And no, it's got nothing to do with driving in general. There are a few places that I drive through that have roundabouts. Now, the concept of a roundabout, I don't know what you call it in the States or in other parts of the world. It's you have the circle in the middle of the road and you have – it's almost essentially an intersection. So you have roads from each direction and you have to go around. General rule of thumb is if you drive on the right-hand side of the road is give way to cars from the left that have entered before you.
Mm, yield.
Yeah, yield. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess this also goes back to issues I have with how people gain their licenses in this country.
Mm.
It's you learn how to take the test in Korea. You go to a driving academy, they teach you how to take the test. They don't teach you how to drive. So I've been into these roundabouts where there's cars in the middle of the roundabout backed up in traffic, which is the opposite of what a roundabout should be. Yeah. It should never stop the flow of traffic. That's why you have a roundabout. Traffic should always be able to flow. But cars decide, oh, the car in front of me hasn't gone through. I'll just go in and I'll sit in the middle of the intersection, which means, okay, you've cut one of the four exits, which means that I can't go anywhere else if I want to get out of there. That is something that frustrates me every time I get in that instance, and it happens too often, in my opinion.
Because it takes away your time.
Well, it takes it removes the flow of traffic for me. Roundabouts and people not using them properly and cutting me off when I'm in the roundabout. Roundabouts are essentially the bane of my life while driving. Everything else I can deal with. People cutting me off, I can deal with that.
Really? Have you been cut out of someone's life?
No, while I'm driving. And
Sorry. I just took that.
You took that so far.
Okay.
Would you like me to cut you out of?
No, please don't.
Okay. Just checking. Pissed off. Dave's always pissed off.
No, actually, I thought so first because you have like this kind of like a very intense look.
Like I hate everything.
Your eyes
look.
Are very like piercing.
Sam knows why. I get annoyed a lot though.
Yeah. Mm.
2 days ago, I got pretty annoyed. There's a friend I've known for like 10
years now. Really good friend of mine. Love the dude, but so we're 32 now. You know, we've grown up. You know,
when we're in our early 20s, you need to go out drinking. Like, oh, they got that girl's hot. Let's talk to them. You know, like every kid in their early 20s is like that, right? This dude, he's way past that age. But so I'm just trying to get like a coffee with him. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, dude is still acting like he's sweet. He's like, dude, let's go pick up some girls. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm okay. He's like, dude, let's go get fucked up. I'm like, nah, I'm okay. Mm. And he's just like, dude, like, I just want to, you know, let's go, just want to get some girls, man. Let's go to the club, you know, like.
Is he from the United States?
No. He's a Korean friend of mine. And he's like, no,
because of the accent. So I want to go. Like it.
No, I'm trying to speak English, but I'm trying to emulate what his voice sounds like in the Korean manner. You know, he's just very crude, you know, and he's just like, dude, let's go see some asses in the club. I'm like, all right, dude, knock it off. I'm like, come on, man.
What
we're just hanging.
What time of the day was this?
It was like fucking like 6 p.m. And I was tired. I just wanted to get a coffee. All right, you know, I understand that, you know, you might get lonely and shit, but dude, it's about time to, you know, knock it off, you know? Like, sure, every now and then you can go to the club, get a little drunk, be like, ooh, that girl's hot, whatever. But, you know, like, dude, it's about time to fucking
Like hang up the coat and just grow the fuck up.
So
and,
he's still acting like
he's yeah, sugar. Dude.
Is he just, like this in general?
Yeah, I don't know anymore because I've known him for 10 years. So he's like, dude, let's go get some bitches. I'm like, dude, stop talking like that. Like Dang. Yeah.
Maybe he was saying that, but what he actually wanted to say was different. Maybe he just wanted to spend time with you. And he couldn't express it in any other way rather just be like, yeah, let's do that, you know?
Maybe he didn't get enough love as a child and he just expresses it in different ways, Dave.
Or maybe he's just an immature 32-year-old.
I'm actually going with the last option on that. He's an immature 32-year-old.
We'll play video games together and shit, but there's a certain, I can't imitate it on the podcast, but there's a certain kind of like way of speaking that sounds immature when you're 30 something years old. It doesn't, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. There's a certain kind of
way of speaking. Mm-hmm. If I were to imitate it, it'd be like, bro, let's go get some bitches after some Jaeger shots.
It's like that kind of speech, but in Korean.
So he hasn't grown up at all.
Yeah, and when I hear it, it just sounds kind of,
it almost
dumb.
Sounds like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude, like knock it off. Like, come on. I'm like, dude, can we just not? Mm-hmm. Like the way he talks, it just kind of. So I told him, like,
did
dude, you gotta stop.
Him?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you gotta stop saying that shit out loud to me in person, or I'm not gonna be hanging out with you anymore. Mm-hmm. So he's like, so come on, man. I'm just, you know, just being. Yeah, you gotta stop. We're older now. Knock it off. You know, I'm not gonna go out and get bitches, bro, like anymore. So just knock it off.
Like, I mean, at our age, then, it's just kind of like if someone talks like that, you're like, he must be a little bit impaired, no?
Yeah.
Like you literally like… Like 30, you're like, dude, come on. We grew up. Stop talking like this. You're stupid.
But when
stupid.
You're 40s, it's
you're
like… 40, you're dude like, is like socially inept.
There's like, an issue.
Yeah.
There's an issue.
It's like, you're like,
maybe
okay.
Maybe there is an issue.
Maybe there's an issue.
There's many issues.
I don't know, man. Like…
That sound… It could be a… You know, if he maintains that… concept
attitude?
That definitely becomes an issue.
Okay,
it's like a development
for sure.
Issue.
It bothers me now.
It is definitely development if he maintains that. So you know you probably have to confront him and kind of.
Yeah, I told him to fucking knock it off.
But what was his reaction?
It was like
let's go to a club, man.
No, he didn't really seem like
to care.
So he's not willing to. That's what I was gonna say. You said he's Korean. Has he lived outside of Korea?
Nah. See, wait, no, yeah, he did. Yeah,
for how long?
For like a year or something.
See, I always found once I'd first lived overseas, when I went back to Australia, I found it really difficult communicating with friends that had never lived overseas. I found living overseas, like you just mature a lot quicker all of a sudden.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Necessity.
Yeah. And so, you know, there are certain people that later in life, I just stopped communicating with because we couldn't
relate.
Yeah, we were just on different levels and it just wasn't worth…
Yeah.
It wasn't worth the angst.
Yeah. I wasn't talking to my mother for
anyways,
a few years.
What? You stopped talking to your mother because she never lived overseas.
Sorry, that was like a different topic, yeah. It's true. Yeah.
Anyways, that just annoyed me. I decided I wish you would stop. Anyways, Bruno, what was the last time you
got really pissed off?
Yeah, you got really pissed off.
The last
off.
Thing yesterday. That pissed you off.
Today.
The last time I really got pissed off.
Oh yeah.
Did you call me then? By any chance?
Yes, I did call you.
Oh, really? Okay.
You're
yeah.
That close
I think I might actually. Should I tell you? So we had a mutual friend we were working with together, and
you can say it without mentioning names and
yeah,
too
sure.
much information.
So like literally like, yeah. No, I just felt like we were on a show, on a TV show, and had a group chat. And I was asking about the ratings. Because in Germany, if you want to look at the ratings of a show, it's really hard to do. Because, I mean, like it's just one website that you got to go in. And I was like, in Korean, I was like, I don't know where to find the ratings. I didn't know that you just had to type in the name of the show. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I asked him to the group chat. The producer was on that group chat. And one of the guys was like writing me like a text message saying, dude, you cannot say something like this in the chat. The producer is on the chat. He's like, you might be like super offended because you asked it. I'm like, why? Because I am part of the show. We're all part of the show. You want to do well. That's why I'm asking about the ratings. I thought it ended there, but it got carried to management's.
Just because
managers.
Of questions?
Huh?
Just for a question?
Just for the question. Right. Then I had meetings and sit downs with the manager saying, you can't say that stuff in Korea. And I'm like, I just talked to the producer on the phone. It's totally fine.
So you just asked them what was the rating for the program?
Yeah, I just asked what it was rating. Yeah, and it turned into like a huge, turned into this huge problem that wasn't existent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess the show didn't rate too well because…
It didn't rate too well.
I guess they were
Maybe they were sensitive about it.
There was one person in the chat that got back to Bruno after his comment asking, how did it rate this week? And got back and said, you shouldn't have said that. And there was one person that turned it into a storm in a teacup. It wasn't an issue for anyone, but just one person has taken that information, then taken it externally and created a drama out of it.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's sort of like, yeah, and it's a failed attempt in terms. If it was an attempt, it was failed
against
anyway.
Against you, probably. He has something against him.
What crossed my mind? It did cross my mind for a second.
It feels like there's almost something behind it. Like there's no reason. Why would you bring that? If you're going to bring it up to Bruno directly and leave it there. Yeah. But then to take it beyond that is just… You know,
you could have just been like, yo, I mean, it's a little sensitive of a topic because we don't feel like we're doing it.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly.
Like, I'd be like, oh, totally. Sorry, I didn't mean to ask. Yeah, and you would have what the?
I think there was a bigger reason behind that.
I think there's
maybe.
Seems like.
A little bit sensitive. Maybe there's a couple of insecurities that are
Is that answered now?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah, I just blocked it out and ignored it.
Okay.
Yeah, he for someone that has a lot of angst, he's actually quite calm about it all and doesn't get angry.
Mm-hmm.
I do get frustrated a lot, but then I also know how to…
It's not externalized.
No, it's not really. I'm just always thinking, what's the best way to deal with it? Because I remember how I dealt with it back in this when I was screwed over and money was taken away and stuff. And right. when you're just led by instincts, it just kind of takes you further down the rabbit hole and you don't get anything done. And it's just like, if your angst and all your fears… You know, guide your actions. It's kind of the beginning
I'm
of the
complete end. Opposite. I go fucking nuts.
It's like really? Something.
I used to. I do. I mean, sorry.
No, I just want to say that something that we can control is our reactions and actions towards like a problem. You know, as you were talking, like if you would follow your natural instincts and just react, like you know, you can explode or do something unconsciously. But if you like, because there can be a lot of things that can happen externally. Mm-hmm. But the only thing that we can control still is ourselves and our reactions to what is coming towards us.
Sounds like a self-help book I read one day.
Yeah,
I would have dropped a bomb if that was me.
Same. Yeah. I'm with Sam.
I would have been like, you have no right to tell me that.
Yeah.
Now fuck off.
Really?
Yeah.
I literally said fuck off yesterday to a documentary, a KBS PD because…
Whoa.
Yeah, I just literally said, I don't know if you could… I put it in, I don't care. They were like, hey, we want to have you in a documentary about YouTubers. I'm like, okay. They're like, we have to do it next week. I'm like, I'm busy next week. They're like, has to be next week. I'm like, I can do it maybe on Thursday, like early afternoon or whatever. Like, and I'm like, I have a podcast on Wednesday. And they're like, oh, we can follow you to the podcast. We can film the whole podcast, follow you around the whole day. I'm like, nah, that's too much for me. And the PD's like, it's like, 그럼 어떻게 할래? 어떻게 할래? He's like, it's Pamar. I'm like,
I'm not going to do this. Bye. And they're like, yeah? Done. Fuck off.
Yeah. So,
well done.
Fuck
off.
He said fuck off in a nice way.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah. He didn't actually say that.
Yeah, I said, I'm like, 촬영하기 힘들 것 같아.
저는 fuck off 아니지.
Because I was really curious, how do you say,
no,
in
I didn't
a polite
say fuck off.
Way in Korean?
No, I was like,
I went straight to like,
oh my
God.
Yeah.
I got you, Shileo.
But I'm with Sam. He's a kind of stand up for myself, kind of like, I'm not going to take the bullshit kind of type. But there's both ways.
It's circumstantial. It depends on the circumstances you're in. And that circumstance that we were under, it was a group chat. And then someone's brought that outside of that chat. Only one person's brought it out. Nobody else had issue with it. I would have said, look, nobody else has got an issue with it. It seems like you've got a personal issue with it. But possibly you have a personal vendetta. I don't know. But if that's the case, grow up and get over it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Why would you make it an issue bigger than it needs to be?
Yeah.
Totally.
And the person in question was not the person you're even asking the question to.
No, at all.
It's a third party. So, yeah.
It's just silly. Silly things. Are you going to pull one more out of the jar of terror?
No, we have a…
We're done with that.
We're done with that. This is something that was…
All right. So this is something I wanted to ask Sam, Angelina, and Bruno specifically. Bruno was here in the 90s, left, came back. Sam's been here since
God knows how long. And went to school here.
I'm as old as dirt.
Angelina's been here for…
Four years, almost.
4 years, pushing on five. I've been here for 12 years, since 2008. So we've… The time when we got to Korea and right now in 2020, Korea must have been a different place. Even for you, Angelina, still things change in 4 years.
Totally.
I want to go through each of our stories about… I don't want to talk about your journeys. I want to talk about specifically what's different that you remember specifically about Korea when you first got here versus right now.
It's a good question, Dave. Okay. Really, really interesting.
Who wants to go first? You were here and then left and came back. So
Bruno came here before anyone.
So talk about…
It sounds so weird because when I was here, there were so many people… obviously, but… So for me, the journey… I mean, I didn't plan to come back time, right? So I heard people were like, dude, you won't recognize Korea. It has changed so much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's changed so much. It's like a completely different place. It's like so… open now and like and international and so many more people on television, which I saw. I actually saw your show in Germany and saw your show in Germany as well. Like, as like examples, like, right? I'm like, look how good their Korean is. You're nothing.
I've
got friends like that. And then I get here and I drive to Hongdae and I didn't recognize Hongdae because it was all like, no… clean and new hotels and like, you know, all the fun bars that I remember weren't there anymore. Yeah. But it was like just huge, like this Harajuku kind of place, like futuristic and nice. And you said in, you settle in for a few months and then you start to realize that it's still good old Korea. People still have similar personality traits, a lot of characteristics because it's still Korea and they're still Korean. As much as Germans are still Germans, they're not gonna, you know what I mean? Like, you go back to Germany 20 years later, or like 50 years, and you're probably gonna realize sooner or later that, oh, Germans still are Germans, man. Yeah. Or like Americans are still Americans, and Australians are still Australians.
So, what's the most radical change for you in terms of something that just comes to mind when you just think
the
90s
most
Korea.
Radical change? How fast you can just order everything online, like on apps. Like,
it wasn't like that before? Like,
no, when you were back in the
apps,
day.
There was no apps.
Right.
There were no smartphones.
There was no mobile
there was no
phones.
Mobile
97,
phone. Like, literally,
right?
Like 96. My first cell phone, I was like so proud of it. It was like this big.
Like,
I
mean, like,
isn't
a,
that anywhere?
Like a walkie talkie.
Well, yeah. No, not like here.
Here is completely
it's
different. Like, I remember when I first came here, so it was 1998.
Okay.
And even then, smartphones, cellular phones, hand phones, whatever you want to call them, not many people had them.
It's
some
like
people
beep,
did.
Beep, beep
everyone had beepers. Everyone had
pagers.
Beepers.
Okay.
Pagers, yeah. Mm. So public telephones were everywhere.
Okay. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Like you can't… And you'd have telephone cards in your wallet. So as soon as someone beeped you, you'd hit them back up.
Mm.
You'd go into a coffee shop and it'd cost you like $10 for a coffee back then.
But
coffees
were
really expensive.
Yeah.
Not, but it was
the Cheongdam-dong ones, right? They were
well,
like
even in Cheongno, it was like hazelnut coffee. It was like
hazelnut coffee.
Yeah, hazelnut.
Oh,
you didn't
God.
Have Starbucks. You didn't have espresso, any cafe latte.
Yeah.
But the other thing they had at the cafes…
Yurimucha, they had like… Sobek.
Well, yeah, but on the table is they'd have a telephone.
Okay.
So if people beeped you, you could use the that was part of the $10
right.
coffee.
Oh, okay.
Is you'd get, it was just for quick phone calls where you could hit them up for like, you know… No. I guess there was like a 15-minute limit for while you're there or whatever.
Hmm.
When people beeped you, you just pick up the phone and say, yeah, it's me. I'm at the coffee shop. Whatever. Come and meet me over here.
So people would go to coffee shops
really cool.
not only for the coffee but to use the
phone. Nobody
phones.
Went for the coffee because the coffee was
the
crap.
Coffee was horrible.
It was horrible. It was hazelnut coffee.
Yeah.
It's I think you can still… But it was like drip coffee.
Okay,
it
but
was
like
not
really
good
like watered down grip.
Yeah.
It was like super watered
so
down.
Korea's, their coffee game is…
The coffee game is on point. Like
definitely.
Game,
better than Europe. Better than Europe.
I'd say it's top five in the world.
Okay.
Like it's comparable to coffee in Australia right now.
Especially visually too. The cafes are nice too.
If you get rid of like the franchises, like the people that are really doing it properly with proper baristas and roasting coffee, they're one of the top…
I agree.
Coffee destinations
better
in the
than
world
Germany,
right
better
so
than Berlin for
places.
Sure. Better than Italy because in Italy it just stayed the way it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nothing's
changed. There's no like
fancy barista culture there because I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Which it might be a little bit sometimes, I think. I love coffee, but this whole like when you go to LA and there's like Intelligentsia coffee and they're like fucking have their mustaches curled off. they fucking have mustaches and they're fucking curled off.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dress shirts, they're like rolled up to here with like, you know, their fucking silver leg tattoos and they're like, it takes 15 minutes, okay? You better be fine with it. And you're just like, dude, you're just pouring water like
and
this.
And then it's dripping.
It goes down and it just drips and takes forever. I think there's a certain aspect of fucking bullshit to that shit. Sorry.
I want to go back a minute. I want to ask Bruno about it. When you were here initially, what beer do you… Oh, you don't drink beer.
I hate beer.
Did you drink beer then?
No, never drank beer.
I'm just thinking Red Rock, Cass… OB and Height were the only beers you could find back then.
I think in Hongdae there were some.
Budweiser, maybe.
Do you think some of those Hongdae places didn't have other, like, no.
What about clubs?
Were there clubs back then?
Back then.
Rock cafes.
First of all, like, Hongdae was like underground club central. Mm-hmm. There was like these sort of semi, I don't know how legal, I have no idea.
They're illegal.
They're like legal.
Illegal.
Yeah. Illegal. There was techno underground clubs in Hongdae.
Did you ever go to, what is it, Mata Mata?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It was they called them rock cafes back then. Okay. They weren't clubs, but just off was like a side street off where the Hongdae playground is.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know what clubs there now or what bars there. Yeah. But you'd have to go downstairs into this tiny little club.
Room.
And they had a bar there. But what would happen is there'd be someone out the front sitting in a car. And they'd have a walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd
that's
be like,
two people coming in,
two people going, a girl coming in. And someone would open the door and they'd check you and they'd let you in. Occasionally, the cops would come around.
And that nothing happens.
Everyone would be like, the bar would be like, they'd turn the lights on, they'd turn the music off and they'd tell everyone to be quiet. They're like, the cops are outside. Because the person in the car is like walkie-talkie down. Right. The cops are coming around. So there were definitely… legal issues. I think it might have been like what time they can operate and some of them probably were underground clubs.
Do you remember Blue Monkeys in Sinchon?
Yeah.
There was a hip hop club that was like… I mean even Ochiri remembered. Sam Ochiri remembered it too. Apparently was up for a long time maybe or he just made
it up.
He probably made it up.
He's bullshit.
Do you remember?
Sometimes
do you remember
he does
Route 66?
Yeah. Of course Route 66. My first Long Island iced tea was in Route 66.
The best Long Island iced tea is in Hongdae.
Oh, really?
They had like… Look, I don't know what this is. This is like
Coca-Cola.
Less than a centimeter of Coca-Cola in it. Everything else was just alcohol. It was like 5,000.
Three of them you're
5,000. Yeah. Three for the night and you're done.
Done.
Also…
Route 66.
TGI Fridays was back then.
There was like
Bennigan's.
Bennigan's. Oh my God.
Was the other family restaurant you go to. Right, Here's something that could blow your mind though. This is for Dave and Angelina. Carl's Jr. was in Chongno.
What's Carl's Jr.?
Carl's Jr.
I know Carl's
Burger.
Jr. It's
what
not…
What is that?
Is that a West Coast thing?
It's a fast food chain.
Guys, don't…
Carl's Jr.
Tag me. I don't know what… I've never
like
heard
Burger
of it.
King, kind of really? Like… Same.
Never, I don't even know what that is.
They had the best french fries and sauce. You can like,
really
take
good,
as much as you
it's,
want.
Yeah, it's a franchise. It's a fast food franchise.
In the States?
Yeah.
Well, we had… Well, I'm from the South. We had like Chick-fil-A and…
We had one in Russia
Zaxby's.
Too, but not one.
Chick-fil-A and… You guys don't know what
Chick-fil-A's
Zaxby's is,
good.
Right?
No.
We had Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A.
Okay, sorry.
Jesus.
Popeyes was bigger than KFC back in the day.
Popeyes.
But,
oh my
but
God,
States
true.
Popeyes is pretty big too.
But in Korea.
Like Spanish.
Korea, yeah. And yeah, we didn't have line… Yeah. When I was here, they were building line 6 on the subway. What are we at now? Like line 9?
Oh, they were just building line 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it…
Because there was no subway to where I was staying. So you'd have to get off at another station and catch like the local
the
bus.
The subway's
and,
so huge,
how about
so
booking
big.
Clubs, by the way? They were like…
Oh,
Juliana's
my
boss.
Do you know what that is?
Naito.
Naito.
Yeah.
Do you
know…
Naito?
What?
So they have these like things where you… They would… If you have your thing turned upside down or whatever, they would grab you and put you on another table. You had to order yangju and in the front they had these like places to dance with like these shows, cabaret shows or whatever.
So right. the waiter's job was not just to serve you alcohol and food.
Yeah.
The waiter's job was also to set women up with guys and guys up with women.
So they would grab the girls by the wrist and be like, come with me here. And the girls would be like, oh no, shut up. But everyone
wanted it.
Went there to do that. So it's only groups of girls and groups of guys that went there to do booking, pretty much.
Because everyone had you sat at a table, so you'd go there with a group of men, and the girls would go with a group of girls, and the waiter's job was an intermediary who would kind of mix them all together at different tables.
There'd be a cup. So if the girls were like, shiro, they had their cup upside down anyway. So they, if you had your cup upside down, it had a light. And if it was upside down, it means I'm ready to go to another table.
So it was sort of like a sogeting club. But then it was called booking. It was more like men-oriented.
It was pretty men.
In terms of like men come meet girls.
I mean, it's like the guys had the big tables and the girls
would Generally, the rule of thumb is the men would… The alcohol they would be buying would be a lot more expensive than the women.
Yeah. The
women could get in and buy a couple of bottles of beer. The men would have to buy bottles of whiskey.
It was bigger than normal clubs.
Okay.
It was bigger than normal clubs, absolutely.
Like hotel nightclubs. Most of them are in the bottom of hotels.
And there'd be in places that are not there anymore.
Sunshine Hotel.
Sunshine Hotel.
There was some in Shincheong. There was some in Bangpae.
Kind of like further areas from the
like the Ajashi clubs back
then. But at the time, Bangbaedong, even in 2008, Bangbaedong was still a place to party when I first got to Korea.
Mm.
Most hotels had one at one stage.
Totally. All right, so 2008, I came in an interesting time because that's when K-pop really started blowing up. 2008-2009. I came when 21 just debuted. You know, and you know, even back then it might have not been a big deal, but like now 21's like long past. That's like, you know, a group of the past. When I came to Korea, K-pop was now a small growing thing, but even back then people didn't, a lot of my friends were like, you went to North Korea? Like, you know, they do those dumb kind of jokes, you know?
Even now people say
even, that. Yeah, but it's not. But people now know more about Korea than they did back then. Totally. But I was kind of like, you know, early on the, you know, train for, you know, coming to Korea. Even in 2008, there weren't that many foreigners in my area.
Wow. Imagine back then.
I mean… Back in the day, you'd go to Itaewon and that was like the only place you could get Italian food.
Exactly.
When we were here.
True. No, there were some other, but they weren't.
Really?
But it was primarily U.S. soldiers. Mm-hmm. You'd go there, or people from the embassies. I'm sorry to cut you off. You're talking about music. I had to bring this up. There was a thing. Do you remember, you know, Billboard?
Yeah.
Billboard. So there was a thing back in Korea called Killboard, which is like road board. And on the side of the street, they'd have like a cart. You know how you get like the dokboki cart?
Mm-hmm.
But they'd sell cassette tapes
mm-hmm.
on the side. That was like all the hot songs at the time. They'd have mixtapes. And people would be selling them on the streets. It'd be all the famous artists. Like 21, the equivalent of 21 back in the day, that's where they'd be selling
them. They still had that when I got here. They still had that when I got here.
Mm.
Even in 2008, people were still using CD players a lot in Korea. 2008 was a long time ago, believe it or not. It's not as long as 98, you know, but it was still a long freaking time ago.
12 years.
I guess 12 years ago. Jeez.
Dude. Crazy.
But the thing is, I mean, so many things have stayed. That's the crazy thing for me sometimes.
Well, I mean, like you said, Korea never changed itself. But when I got here, KakaoTalk wasn't even around. So a year later, KakaoTalk just came out and everything. So… I was in a strange time. It was kind of like a transition period between y'all's 90s and Angelina's time.
That was a time where you'd get like 300 free text messages a month on your phone.
Yeah.
As opposed to now where everything's just unlimited.
People were still… When I got here, people were still smoking at cafes. People were still smoking at Tsuruchi. I mean at bars.
At restaurants.
Yeah. At restaurants and bars. They were still smoking in public places. It was still normal. That wasn't a lot yet. That happened a couple years later. After I've been here a couple of years.
I don't, to be honest, I remember it, but I don't.
I remember.
Like, it's been that long that I just don't remember people smoking in restaurants.
Do you remember when they did like wet napkins into the ashtray?
Yes. They
still do that.
They still do that. But it was still back then, the coffee, it was in the coffee shop.
Yeah, in the coffee shops, you would just go and grab it. They still do that in Japan. They still do that
Do they still put ice in the urinals?
They still put ice in the urinals.
Okay.
You don't use a bathroom anymore, Sam?
I don't know.
I guess you've never been to Suruti.
Yeah, I go to different places now.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, I've moved up in the world a bit. Yeah.
But really, not much has changed in terms of, you know, it's in general, it's transitioning to modern Korea.
They don't have video rooms anymore.
DVD bang?
Do they still have DVD
bangs?
Yeah, they
still have DVD bangs.
Back in the day, it was video bang.
Yeah. Video bang.
And that's where you'd go on a date. Equivalent of a singing room, like a norebang. Mm-hmm. So two people could fit in there and watch it. But if you got a movie like Sudden Impact or Titanic, it was two videotapes, not one. So they charged you extra.
Really?
But you're there for longer.
Long?
Yeah.
This was a long one?
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact.
Is that the one with Bruce Willis?
Yes, that was the one with Bruce Willis.
Like some of
no,
the
that was Armageddon.
Armageddon, sorry.
Deep Impact was the one with…
Armageddon.
But whoever it was, the long films, the successful films, they'd split to two tapes.
Yeah. Right. I never went to a video bang, I think. Or once.
Yeah, sure.
No, I was always living alone, so…
Back then, popping and B-Boy was still popular. Same with StarCraft. Even… I'm a gamer, so… PC bangs, they had the monitors that were this big, you know, and they didn't have the… You couldn't order food from the…
Oh, that's right.
Place. I was really surprised by that PC option. PC bangs now ordering food crazy. Just sitting playing.
They're crazy, like, man. It's like a restaurant.
Dude, you go in there… No, I mean, the screen… For everything from the screens to like the… I didn't even know what to do. When I went in there, I wanted to try to get on a computer and you have this machine and you have to press buttons and stuff.
By the way, PC Bongs is Internet Cafe. Sorry. I just for people who might not know. Yeah.
I was here when they kind of first started out and that was like a crazy thing. But back then it was… Everyone was playing like StarCraft.
It was just StarCraft.
Even when I got here was StarCraft.
There was a Canadian guy who was very popular back then. He was the first pro player.
Petri Canadian.
It's like the
French.
Korean pronunciation.
French Canadian.
Petri Guillaume. But he became really wealthy through gaming, no?
Well, he had a mildly successful career. Then he went into, I think, poker, and then he blew up again with Bijang Sangwidam, the…
Yeah, he did television for a while and left Korea recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For good?
I think he was talking about coming back. I think his parents are getting a little bit older and he'd spent so much time abroad that he wanted to go and spend some time with his parents.
Yeah, makes sense.
Angelina, has Korea changed in the last 4 years at all?
4 years. Okay, so when I came to Korea, I think it was like with a second wave of Hallyu and like K-pop when the EXO, you know, BTS debuted. So that's how I first, I think, found out about, you know, more about Korean culture was through EXO. I watched like Fine Bros reaction, YouTubers reacting to K-pop. And that's how it all started for me. And coming to Korea in 2016… What have changed? Well, I think it became more internationally kind of wider in terms of K-pop and music. So more foreigners and people were interested in Korea, like when it was back in the days. And I mean, I've heard a lot from people who've been living here for a long time that Korea, like with the economy and everything, is like developing super fast and a lot of things changed. And especially, you know, with all the parks like Hangan, like, I don't know, places and cafes and the delivery service and the Wi-Fi and Pyeongnyi jumps and everything, like it became so much better.
You have a lot more cosmopolitan.
Right.
Yeah.
And also what I noticed, like when I appeared on a award show where I was giving an award to BTS, to Bangtan Sonyeondan. Like I got a recognition from like a lot of Russian fans. And it was like, it's so funny for me coming to Korea and gaining Russian fans. You know, I would never imagine that.
Interesting.
In that way, it's
kind of
like…
Not Korean fans, but Russian fans. Yeah, interesting.
Do you feel that there's a lot of foreign trash in this country as well?
What do you mean by foreign
trash? Yeah, like people from Germany. It's like just… You're like…
I'm looking at him.
I know. You look at me right now. I consider myself trashy as well. But I mean like… We say like, oh my God, they're not really the best representative of… Their country.
I think
I live in Hebang. No,
that's
right.
A heavy what this, weight on your
And I think problem. What has happened here is coming to Korea for a lot of people gives them the opportunity to reinvent themselves.
But it's not always for the better that they reinvent themselves,
well,
no?
Well, some people do, some people don't. But what I'm saying is, you know, sometimes they come from circumstances and they come over here to pretend to be something that they're not.
Someone else.
You're right.
Yeah. And I find that, you know, they're… are definitely people here that try and buck the system a little bit, and there are loopholes that they're trying to squeeze through to get the certain right. things done.
Entitlement too. Like, it's a lot of entitlement.
I love the people who come here and think, oh, I'm a Western. I'm going to go to Korea and the Koreans will love Dude. Me. And then they come here and boom, reality check. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Yeah,
and I laugh at that. I'm like, haha. You thought you could get your, you know, you thought you could be famous in Korea, didn't you?
Nope.
It's because some people have this idea that Korea is just like I don't know, just old Asia, like, ooh, foreigner. It's not like
that. I think it's not like that anymore. It's become more open.
They think it's going to be easy.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not easy at all.
It's not easy. And I'm not trying to insult people who actually love Korea and want to come here and, you know, live here. But if you're coming here thinking that it's an easy way to find success, it's not. If you come to Korea, if you actually are interested in the culture and the country, but don't come here thinking that you're going to get an easy, you know, success ticket, because that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also like my favorite phrase is like, when in Rome, do as Romans do and don't do the opposite to piss people off. You know what I mean? Like when you go to some places and people just behave like are so… Like misbehave… I mean like you can do whatever you want but just like respect the culture.
Definitely, there's definitely a level of entitlement that people tend to bring over here. And I think… But I think that's something everyone goes through at one stage. And I'll admit there was times where I was very negative and… What it was I was like, well, in Australia, we don't do it like this. But then that was probably, I like to put it down to immaturity. And you realize that you're not in Australia anymore, dickhead. It's like, okay, you're in Korea. Why are you comparing it to another country? Yeah. So don't compare it to where you've come from.
That's a common mistake to do.
You're in a different place. You're in a new place. You need to adapt and you need to accept the positives and the negatives. You can't just say, well, let's fix the negatives because… That might not be a negative for other people that live here.
Preach on,
you got to respect the culture.
And I think there are people that come over, especially, you know, when they're younger and they've never traveled abroad and they just have so many expectations and they feel entitled and I'm going to come here and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's like, well, the people of Korea and the laws of Korea may not agree with you because I remember there was a stage when a lot of people used to walk around quite happily getting drunk. Drinking out of bottles of soju.
Still happening all the time.
Well, I don't go to…
Because you don't go to those places.
It's not as bad as
it used
to be.
It's not like that in the Hyatt Hotel. Suite.
It used to be a lot worse.
It used to be a lot worse. Subway, people getting fucked up,
But people would just be, you know, any time of the day, anywhere, they'd be walking around. Because it's illegal in most… I don't know what it's like in Russia.
It's illegal to drink outside.
It's legal?
Illegal.
You can
drink outside.
In Germany?
It's totally legal.
Legal.
People drink beer at 8 in the
morning. It's illegal in America. It's illegal in Australia. So, you know, 75% of the countries that we represent, it's illegal to drink outside.
Is it the countries that have gun laws? Well,
Australia doesn't have gun laws.
We don't have.
I know.
Oh, we do have strong gun laws, sorry.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't have guns.
Super strong. You can't have strong gun laws.
Yeah.
Anyways,
But a lot of people have come over and they're like, well, you can drink in… I can drink in public. I can buy alcohol 24 hours a day at the convenience store. For $1.50?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that just
kind of… That blows their head on. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people come here and they complain about… Like you said, come to Korea and complain about Korea because they don't get it their way. These stupid Facebook groups. You know what I'm talking about. A bunch of foreigners and teachers that just come to Korea… Get a job here, then they come and complain about the country, hate Korea, but they still live in Korea and they expect to blame it on Korea and the customs and the people. Like, dude, get over it, man. If you don't like it, leave.
It's like that anywhere in Losers. The world, though. You can go anywhere in the world and you'll find negatives if you want to find negatives.
That's for sure. That's for absolutely sure. I'm just like saying, I would say not every country attracts because it's, you know, people want to learn English here. And
because
I think a lot of people that come…
The opportunities for employment here are a lot…
Are better than in their own country.
Yeah.
Right. They wouldn't get that job in their own country. Because, and then, you know…
Being a graduate… You know, you only need to graduate to get a job teaching here, essentially. Whereas in Australia to teach, you need to have a… You'd be a graduate of education.
Mm-hmm.
So, things have changed somewhat. I was going to mention… Angelina was talking about things that have changed. I noticed recently… That an Ethiopian restaurant has opened up very close to your neighborhood.
Really?
Which for me is huge because when I first came to Korea, you couldn't even imagine having Cambodian and Vietnamese food,
right?
Let alone Ethiopian.
True.
Like just the level of
food that we can now eat here in Korea has changed exponentially.
Any good Russian restaurants in Korea?
Yes, actually, I know one in Yeonnam-dong.
Oh, my neighborhood.
Right, and also yeah. in Dongdaemun there are…
there's a lot in Dongdaemun.
Right, there's like yeah. a district of like Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan.
Oh, really? Where is that?
Area. It's in Dongdaemun, basically. Dongdaemun. There's a whole district yeah. where you can try like Russian or, you know, these other areas. And
Eastern European?
Eastern European yeah. food. It's really, really good. Desserts. Mm. I'll recommend you some places.
Korea's awesome. There's amazing. Negatives, but… Mm. If you don't like it, you don't have to be here. It's your freedom. True. But I think I love it here. I love
yeah,
it.
If you're a foreigner coming to a foreign country, you got to respect exactly. you know, the culture, the Absolutely. Rules, and the people.
I think it's getting a lot easier for people that are non-Korean to come here and live. Like there are so many more comforts now. We didn't have back then.
Yeah.
But in terms of food options and, you know…
I think the general approach, because people know more about foreign countries now, they're mm-hmm. more used to foreigners being here and yeah. they're trying to be very, you know, like now when you get into Incheon Gonghang, into the airport, mm-hmm. Back then immigration robots. Was kind of always scared me a little bit
yeah.
because immigration is always usually scary in the US. It just scares the heck out of me.
Oh,
whenever
yeah.
I get into the US, I'm like, oh my God, they ask you questions. You get into Korea and it's all these very sweet, friendly looking, like English they're all like females, right? Mm-hmm. They're all women sitting there.
The female officers.
No.
There are men too.
There are men.
Really? Yeah. Because I was yeah. like, that's like, it's almost like they're…
I think you naturally gravitate
towards women.
No. They're like super friendly. They actually, you feel welcome when you get
I noticed that
when I get
to
LAX, I'm always like, oh, please let me into the country this time.
America is
I went
scary.
To secondary once. Not a place you want to be in.
America, getting through TSA is scary.
Oh my God.
Have you ever been?
Where?
To the States?
Yeah, twice. I just got a visa like last summer and I went to KCON.
Did you have any problems like they're mentioning? Did they… Did you have any interesting immigration stories? Like,
they're like… You tell them… you no. Like, for example, in America, you go through TSA and you're like, I'm running late for my plane. They're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh,
whatever. It's like not my problem.
Here you're like, I'm running late. And they're like, yes, sir. Please come along. Come this way. I'll get you through. And it's like, okay, that's service. In America, they're like, well, you should have got here an hour earlier.
Mm.
Like,
well.
You know, it's just… It's not a service they're providing.
No, it's kind of scary.
I loved it though.
I love the US too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. There's so much
great
good food
experience.
There.
Dude, I mean, US is like a great… Like the concept of the country is fantastic too.
But,
but
speaking… Oh, are we finishing? Wrapping up?
Oh, well,
speaking of Korea and multiple different foods appearing, I feel like with that also kind of like the diversity of different cultures comes with a lot of different food places appearing. Like Koreans, they learn more and more and get, you know, more like open mm-hmm. and…
That's my YouTube channel. Thank you for that too.
Oh, look at that. That is a segue if I've ever seen a segue, Dave. You've taken that and promoted your YouTube channel. Here, while you're at it, give it a shout.
If you want to learn about culture from other countries and learn about unique customs from all around the world, make sure to subscribe to The World of Dave.
Wow, thank you, Dave.
That's coming from somebody who has taught Australian English on my channel, and you have taught Russian on my channel. On my channel.
Yeah,
channel.
Yeah,
both of them.
Well, it just leaves one of us still.
I did German content.
We did German content together.
We tried to read German words.
Oh, really?
Which is… Wait.
Schmetterling.
Schmetterling. What was it?
Schmetterling.
German is so hard.
Du bist ein Scheißkopf.
Du bist ein Scheißkopf.
Das ist gute Idee. Ja, ja.
Eine gute Idee.
Okay, I want to thank Bruno and Angelina for joining us again this week. Appreciate you coming into the studio and hanging out with us.
Thank you guys for having us.
Oh, it was
always
so much fun.
Pleasure.
Indeed. If you want to keep updated with the show, check us out on Instagram and Twitter, The Dive Studios. YouTube as well, The Dive Studios. You can check out footage of the show. And of course, don't forget to subscribe.
Leave a review.
And come back and listen to us again next week. Of course, it was Nonsensible with Sam
and Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
guys.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.